From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North and South Korea have agreed to hold emergency high-level talks today, just hours before Pyongyang's deadline for Seoul to stop propaganda broadcast near the border or face military attacks. On Friday, the North Deputy UN Ambassador Ahm Yeon-hun spoke to reporters in New York.
The grave situations now on the Korean Peninsula have been created by South Korea at the start of the South Korean military on the basis of prefabricated provocation plots.
Earlier today, North Korea deployed additional weapons near the border in preparation for a possible confrontation with the South. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group known as Haji Mutaz was killed in a drone strike near the Iraqi city of Mosul on August the 18th. This is not the first time he's been reported dead. The U.S. reported him dead late last year, but an official said it appears the U.S. had a wrong identification. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris on Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by passengers, including two Americans. French Interior Minister Bernard Castaneve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in northern French town of Arras. Police have identified the man as a 26-year-old of Moroccan origin and says he was armed with an automatic weapon and a knife. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria tomorrow to meet with the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and to commemorate the anniversary of a deadly attack on the UN's building in Abuja. Mr. Buhari took office in May. This is VOA News. Former Khmer Rouge official Yung Tirit died Saturday at the age of 83. Her husband, the former Foreign Secretary Yung Sari, died in 2013 at the age of 87 before genocide case against him could reach a verdict. Yung Tirit was originally charged with genocide as well before being found mentally unfit for trial because of dementia and was released. As many as 2 million Cambodians died from starvation, overwork, and executions during the rule of the Khmer Rouge. Worries about the slowing economic growth in the world in a number of regions took investors down on Friday, sparked a global stock sell-off. VOA economic correspondent Jim Randall says the issues with China's economy and uncertainty about Greece's situation helped cause investor concerns.
And a frightened, worried investor becomes a cautious investor. They stop, they take their money out of stocks. They stop making investments. And investment is what drives the economy. If people aren't buying things, if they're not investing in things, then demand for goods and services declines and the economy slows down. That's what we're seeing on the stock market. People are less willing to buy a stock. A stock is a piece of a company. If you don't think that company is going to prosper and return profit to you, then you're not going to buy it. You're not going to hold it. You may sell it. All of those things push stock prices down.
VOA's Jim Randall, and major U.S. stock indexes were down by 3% or more at Friday's close. Europe fell about 3%, and key Asian indexes were also off sharply. Leading Republican candidate for U.S. President Donald Trump held a rally in the state of Alabama late Friday, attended by thousands. VOA's Lotitza Hoch reports a growing number of voters say they are dissatisfied with many of the people running for president.
Millions of Americans on opposite sides of the political spectrum have expressed discontent with politics as usual. And they seem to think that few of the latest crop of presidential hopefuls can offer anything more than that. Real estate mogul Donald Trump has used people's discontent to his advantage.
There's a tremendous movement going on. And it's not about me, it's what I'm saying, it's the message.
Some political analysts have ridiculed Trump's hopes of becoming the Republican Party's nominee because of his tactless remarks and brash manner, as well as his lack of a clear political program. But opinion polls show him far ahead of the other candidates in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
And you can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. We're at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.